Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Don Roach, International Relations graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, July 7th, 1950, the Barbados Advocate reported that a former World War I veteran had been charged with the murder of his reputed wife. The accused was Kenneth Gasking, a 49-year-old part-time butcher and ex-soldier of Watts Village, St. George. He killed 52-year-old Meta Clement, who lived at the same address. The couple had reportedly been living together for about 2 years. The case was later heard in the Court of Grand Sessions in November 1952, where 12 witnesses gave evidence. Everton Woods, one witness in the matter, expressed that on the evening of the murder, he was at home when he heard two lashes, followed by Gasking saying, "You wouldn't leave me alone?" Looking through his front window, he saw Meta lying face down outside his house. He went to her and called out her name, but she did not respond. He noticed several cuts on her head and immediately went to the District B police station to report the matter. Woods said that shortly afterwards, Gaskin entered the station and declared, "Corporal, that woman was annoying me the whole day, and I killed her and leave her down there." The corporal cautioned him, informed him that he would be charged with Meta Clements' murder. He made no reply. Another witness, Mrs. Mapp, who knew both Gasking and Meta from childhood, stated that she heard Meta call out to Gasking, whom she referred to as Tom. He replied, "Keep from here." Meta responded, "Tom, you mean it?" Moments later, cries of murder rang out as Gaskin was seen chasing her with his sword and a stick. He was also heard saying, "You wanna leave me? You wanted that." Two doctors expressed that Gaskin had experienced hallucinations, but neither of them were prepared to say if he was insane. However, Dr. Lloyd Still, superintendent of the mental hospital, expressed that Gaskin was merely play-acting and doing it badly. Dr. E.L. Ward, police medical officer for District B, told the court that he found 15 wounds to Meta's head, neck, arms, and back. He concluded that death was likely caused by a severed spinal cord inflicted by a heavy, sharp-edged weapon. After retiring for about 20 minutes, the jury returned a verdict of guilty. Chief Justice Sir Alan Cullimore sentenced Kenneth Gasking of Watts Village, St. George, to be hanged for the murder of his reputed wife, Meta Clement.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.